After you've done your soul alignment so that you are prepared and in your own grounded heart space, focused on what you know is your offer and the value that you want to bring to your potential client, here is a good way to establish your leadership, have your potential client know that you are experienced in leading these kinds of conversations, giving them a sense of what will be your priorities and how you intend to design your time together with your potential client. Here is one way that you could mold this opening part of the conversation. Hello, so-and-so. I am so delighted that you have chosen to spend this time together. Based on what you've told me, I understand that what's important to you is, and then you say back to them, what you have in previous conversations or through an application or through an email, have a sense of what's important to them so that they know at the very beginning that you understand some of their world and some of what they're going through. And so you continue and you say, this is how I typically like to design this conversation together. First, we're going to talk about what it is that you really want in an ideal way, personally and possibly professionally, what it is that your ideal vision for your life would look like. And then we're going to talk about what are some of the things that have been slowing you down, standing in your way, making your desired outcomes challenged. And then based on what I listened for and what I hear from you, I'm going to give you an idea of how we might work together in terms of what's most important to you as I hear it. And then and only then, if I feel that I have products or services that would really support you, I would like the opportunity to share those with you. Is that okay with you? Or you could say, how does that sound to you as to how we'll spend our time together? And then whatever they tell you, work with it. Use that answer. If they say, well, I really want this or I really want that, your answer would be, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yes, we will be addressing it. Whatever it is, just say, yes, we will be addressing it. And then make sure you weave that into the part of the conversation components where you are eliciting what it is they want from them in terms of their ideal vision and why haven't they accomplished it so far. Okay, so that's one style to set up you being the leader, you taking charge of the conversation, having them feel your confidence, having them know what exactly to expect. And you can use what I've just given you as well as this one that I had learned from Elizabeth Purvis in one of her programs, where basically she says, I'm reading it from one of her handouts. Hi, thanks so much for joining me for this session. Here's what I hope we can accomplish. We'll have a look at your situation, see where you are right now, and uncover challenges you're experiencing. We'll create a clear vision for your business, or if it's relevant for your life, and where you want to be. And we'll finish by identifying some next steps for you. And then she added something that she learned from Lisa Sasevich, another very dynamic, successful coach, where the piece would be to let them know that you're really there for their highest good. You are not digging your heels in to make a sale no matter what. You are creating a very sacred space where you are letting them know that their needs, their vision, their highest experience for themselves, life and business, is what you're interested in. And so that implies that if you're not a fit with each other, then you're still wanting to be helpful. So the segue that she had added of Lisa Sasevich is, during our conversation, it's my highest commitment to help you find what you're looking for. So if I have a resource that I think may be of service to you, either one of mine or someone else's, I'm going to ask if you'd like to hear more about it. Would that be okay with you? Okay, so those are two very specific kinds of ways of projecting your personality, ways of letting them know your position as a facilitator, where you're already acting as the coach, you are already acting as them being under your wingspan, so to speak. And then you'll eventually, over time, create your own way of meeting them, establishing rapport, letting them know the flow of the conversation, where you are very clearly listening with the sole intention of thinking of how you can help them, which definitely means your products, your services. That should give you a good start to establish you behind the steering wheel, them knowing that you are going to be making suggestions to them about your products and services, and you are going to be listening to offer them something to come away with, some idea, not necessarily exercises or homework for them to do, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to give away your coaching or your expertise at this point at all. What you want to do is to let them know that you have an idea of how you would prioritize the things that you would do together should they decide to hire you, if they decide to move forward. Believe in yourself, know your value, relax, enjoy getting to know this person that's with you. No pressure if they're going to buy or not. Your being with them is your way of living your purpose and trusting that whatever you need is coming to you, and it's not dependent on that person. It's dependent upon your own sense of connection to your spiritual abundance and your own search for the best way for you to be true to yourself, true to your gifts and skills, and true to your understanding of what it takes to be successful. No pressure of whether or not this particular person purchases from you. I know that you're going to do just great.